Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
We're back with another Your Daily Scrum. Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller, professional Scrum trainers with Scrum.org.
What's up?
Trainers at Agile for Humans. What's up, Todd?
What's up?
Todd, we got one of our most favorite questions. So almost every class, this question comes up. I think it's time that we handle it head on. I'm a project manager. How do I fit into Scrum?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, what do we do here, Todd?
Heard this question a million times, actually, not just in classes, out in the field, had conferences, pretty much everywhere. We get this question about traditional project management. PMI type stuff is what we're referring to here, right, Ryan? And how we fit as a previous project manager, how you might fit into Scrum.
So I remember going into teaching a private class at a client site, and they were very upset. They had had another trainer in from a different organization, and this trainer had started the class, Todd, with, if you're a project manager, your career is over. And I think that's a really disrespectful and incorrect answer. Right? I don't think your career is over at all. I think you're actually about to, I think you now have an opportunity to shift into something pretty awesome. Because let's face it, the project manager role has not necessarily gone away. The skills that PMs have learned over the years are still wildly valuable, but the idea of a project manager has been broken into multiple accountabilities in Scrum, right? Scrum Master, Product Owner, and Developer. You know, with the Scrum Master, I see a lot of process ownership. Mm-hmm. With the Product Owner, we have budget, we have cost, we have the definition of product through a product backlog, we have the expression of value through ordering the product backlog. Mm-hmm. And through deciding the work to be done, we have our developers. And so all of those different aspects of being a project manager have been kind of distributed across the Scrum accountabilities.
Yeah. And, you know, I like you, have had experiences in the past where I've seen project managers turn and take on one of those accountabilities. Do you notice I said the one, right? Because you really can't be all. You can't be a Scrum Master, Product Owner, and a developer, right? It never really works that way. But I have had project managers successfully turn into a Scrum Master, successfully turn into a Product Owner, successfully turn into a developer. But you have to be willing to let go of some of the things that you used to do before, right? You have to be willing to let go. I do see a struggle there, and it does take some time. It takes a lot of effort, I think, to unlearn a bit, but we should constantly be unlearning, right? We all get kind of wrapped into our own ways.
You know, it's interesting. I went down this path a number of years ago. I was a traditional project manager, and I made the transition to Scrum Master. It took me the better part of a year to really learn how to cope with complexity using Scrum. And a big lesson that I had was, a lot of the past tendencies, a lot of the things that I would normally try to do to help a team, they were wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to step in and tell them, you know, just fix your scope here, or let's do a timeline thing. I was just stepping on so many different toes and across the accountabilities. And it really took me, like I said, the better part of a year to rewire my brain into the idea that I'm now this servant leader, or this true leader, that that should be leading from behind, not out front. I'm not going to be the person speaking to the board of directors anymore. I'm not going to be the one saving the day with a fancy new Gantt chart. I'm not going to be the one solving all of the complex problems on my own. I'm now there to enable, empower, and to help facilitate the Scrum team into finding solutions collectively. And that was a really hard shift, right? And so I think it would be a much bigger show to talk about the entire transition, but I do want to give one pro tip, and Todd, maybe you've got one as well. I started watching the amount of time I was spending telling people what to do versus asking questions. And I found when the ratios got out of balance, when I was doing way too much telling and not enough asking, I needed to sit back and introspect on and retrospect on, what am I doing here? Am I still trying to be directive? Am I being prescriptive, or am I being enabling? And that really helped me get through that first year. You know, what do you think?
Yeah. So, you know, and I think we're talking about a project manager shifting into a Scrum Master role. I also actually think telling versus asking applies when you're a project manager that now suddenly finds himself in a product owner role.
Right.
Your telling is having a really well-structured and organized and refined product backlog, right? Just enough, right? We don't need 3 years of product plans in your product backlog, right? Just enough, 2 to 3 sprints worth of work that can be brought into a sprint. That's where you tell. That's what you do to the traditional like budget, value, cost stuff that lives in the product backlog. But you should be out asking as a product owner. You should be asking the developers. You should be asking and working with the Scrum Master regularly, working with stakeholders. So I think that I think that applies to looking at it both ways as a project manager that might go to a Scrum Master or a product owner, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And then, of course, you know, as you're talking through that, it just reminded me of an idea that you can't plan complexity perfectly. Mm-hmm. So let's stop trying. I found that when I let go of that idea and allowed empiricism and emergence and a little serendipity to take place, we were getting great results. We learned how to deliver. We learned how to pivot. We learned how to meet customer needs. And so all I can say to the project managers out there, good luck, right? Yeah. This is a fun journey. This is a growth journey. And we think, well, you'll do great. Reach out for help. If you have questions about this journey, Ryan@agileforhumans.com, Todd@agileforhumans.com. We love your questions. We hope you send them in. Send us the tough ones. Todd really likes taking on the hard questions.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!